For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing well today. I pray you woke up, and as you're listening to these teachings, you're starting to say, you know what, God? I've spent some time with you this morning, and it is true. It's helping me to start releasing my concerns, my cares onto you. And to, here's our word, trust you. We're talking about trusting God all week. Trusting God. If you're in confusion, boy, you've started to leave the R-E-S-T of God, haven't you? God's not the author of confusion, my brethren. You've gone too far if you're starting to get confused. You're not trusting. Well, let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 2. Someone who had to trust God. It was told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude has come against you from beyond the Dead Sea, from Edom. Behold, they're in Hazon Tamar, which is in En-Gedi. Verse 3. Jehoshaphat then feared and set himself, amplified, determinedly, as a vital need, to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast in all of Judah. Now let's get some of this. You need to be trusting God. You got a report that's coming at you. A person said something to you. A pink slip at the job. Well, it was told to Jehoshaphat, a great multitude was coming at him. And what did he do? He feared. He had a kicked in the gut feeling. This was not a supernatural rest, my friend. He thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Well, finally, this is what he did. He set himself determinedly as his vital need to seek God. This is what we must do on our journey to trusting God. It isn't overnight. It is a journey. It is a taking time to know our God. So Jehoshaphat sets himself. I love that phrase. Are you getting that phrase? Perhaps you right now need to set yourself. Again, amplified, determined. That's our theme for Mirror 8. As your vital need to know this God. To seek in the Hebrew is desperation, starving. Jehoshaphat feared, but then he set himself to seek as if he was starving. He was desperate, and he proclaimed a fast in all of Judah. What does fasting do? Twist God's arm? No, you will never do that. Fasting will twist your arm, my friend. You might need your little arm twisted a little bit to get some of the carnal pleasures, if that's what they are, out of you. Get the flesh out so you can hear God. Get the TV off. Get your, phones off. Come on now. You have all day to do that stuff. In the morning, you need to trust God. Turn all the faucets off, as my pastor says, our pastor's wife. And seek God as a starving person, and God's going to meet you. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.